Starving. You know, a lot of times I write up random posts and then don't post them. But Best Beloved just called me and I could not really explain why I was inarticulate about sweet potatoes. So I said I'd go ahead and post this. That way she can read it at work and know just what kind of a day it's been. The short version for those who do not feel like listening to the whole thing is, arg, frigging sweet potatoes. The longer version, summarized in conversation form, follows.
I'm starving.
Actually, no, you aren't starving. You get two very good meals a day and treats, and Best Beloved fed you extra food while I was gone.
Starving.
I saw you get fed not 4 hours ago. You are not starving.
Pity me. A sad and tragic creature, for I can barely walk. I'm so starving. Whoa.
I am now ignoring you.
Starving. Did you hear me? I'm starving. Are you seriously ignoring me? Fine.
There is a pause, during which the dog exits the room in a pointed manner. And then from the kitchen there comes a noise like someone is eating a baseball bat. Hey, what the hell are you doing? I make haste for the kitchen, and I find the dog there. The dog picks up an entire raw sweet potato, which is what was causing the baseball bat noise, and flees for the bedroom. I chase the dog, retrieve most of the sweet potato, less the portion which has disappeared into the dog's gullet.
See? Starving.
That can't be good for you. It's raw sweet potato.
I had to do it. I haven't been fed. Ever.
You realize you aren't normal. Normal dogs don't steal raw sweet potatoes.
Sadly, I was badly brought up.
Yes. Yes, you were.
By people who starved me.
Oh, no. I'm not doing this again. I leave the room, bearing the sweet potato. There's a pause, and then, once again, there is a noise like someone is trying to eat a baseball bat. Very, very quietly. Oh, for the love of God! I head off to the kitchen.
I am not eating a raw sweet potato.
You have sweet potato parts all over your snout.
But you don't actually see a raw sweet potato, do you? So maybe that's just a birthmark.
Did you seriously eat a whole sweet potato?
You don't listen. I told you. I wasn't eating a sweet potato.
Did you seriously eat a whole sweet potato? I search around fruitlessly. Look, no more sweet potatoes. Oh, what am I saying? This is you we're talking about here. I'm going to hide all the sweet potatoes that are left, which isn't many, in the fridge, because some people can't be trusted. The dog attempts to look thwarted, but does not succeed because her tail is wagging so hard, small cyclones are forming in the kitchen. I have a very bad feeling about this. After a while, during which I did not even bother trying to return to what I was doing, I just stand in the computer room waiting. There is, as I wholly expected, a baseball bat eating noise. I stomp back into the kitchen. Okay, give me that damn sweet potato. The dog, looking up guiltily, says,
What sweet potato?
The one in your mouth.
Oh, did you want this? I just found it lying here.
I confiscate the sweet potato and deposit it in the locking trash can. Let us say no more about this.
No! They'll be stealing my sweet potato.
I attempt to remember what I was doing before the sweet potato episode. Some 10 minutes later, I succeed and return to it. Not 1 minute later, I hear a noise with which I have become all too familiar. I bonk my head on the desk. Arg! Arriving in the kitchen, I say, How did you even get another sweet potato?
I have my ways.
Are you punishing me for being away for several days? I was at a funeral, you know. It wasn't fun.
How would I know? You didn't take me. You left me here with only one human to look after my needs. One human is not enough.
I shut the dog in the bedroom, conduct a sweep of the kitchen to track down all remaining sweet potatoes. I wipe up the random sweet potato particles from the floor and try to eradicate all traces of sweet potato from the house. I let the dog out. The dog looks at me and says sulkily,
"Well, so you think you've won."
I watch her go about her business with that same sense of overwhelming doom that heroines of Victorian novels get when they meet Count Sinistra's Grimblack for the first time. Half an hour later, there is a wetter, juicier eating noise, as though someone was eating a very moist baseball bat. Oh, what now? The dog is hunched over the remains of a butternut squash. Okay, fine. I stomp over and empty out the entire vegetable bowl into the trash. We just won't have any root vegetables anymore. There. Are you happy?
I'm not even remotely sorry. I told you I was hungry. And you went to a funeral without me.
Arrgh! A half hour later, there is another baseball bat eating noise from the kitchen. The dog, who apparently does not know how to win gracefully, has found another sweet potato, or possibly caused one to materialize from the rift. I haul the chewed sweet potato parts from the mouth of a dog who is very reluctant to part with them. Oh my God, how is this my life?
Don't you think it would be just easier to feed me?
Everyone go to the bedroom and stay there. Eat nothing.
Actually, I feel not so good.
The dog throws up and the vomit is very bright orange. Unfortunate details ensue. Sometime later, attempting to rescue something from the wreckage. So what have we learned from this?
Sweet potatoes are yummy.
Our other dog, who I haven't mentioned before, is looking thoughtful. And I can sense him thinking,
I should pay more attention to crunching noises. Sweet potatoes are probably yummy.
I need a lobotomy. And that, best beloved, and everyone else who made it through that, is what kind of a day it has been. Frigging sweet potatoes, argh!